94.3 The Drive, Alex Michaels welcoming Hugh Dillon of the Headstones. An actor, how you doing?
Good. Everything's good. What's happening?
It's, you know, it feels like it's 25 years in the making, this conversation, because I've been there with you since the start. I mean, remember entering the band and for Picture of Health out, the reissue October 26th. Such a personal album, though. Must be stirring up some memories for you, huh?
It does, because we really had to kind of, you know, what they say now is you do a deep dive into the material. And for us, it was so brought us back to the fight that we had when we started and how no one cared and there was no interest. We had to poster the streets ourselves and make our own demo tapes, and our original drummer who really corralled us and showed us what we had back then, you know, and he's the guy responsible for that record as much as the three of us, Tim and Trent and myself, because he was there in that little room on Adelaide Street, you know, coming up with Tweeter and the Monkey Man and Some Stands for Nothing and Three Angels and Cemetery and It's All Over. And, you know, him and I lived together in that one little room and we'd rehearse, and it was exciting for us to go back. And, you know, Mark passed away last year, and we've been on the album, on the reissue, we're using some of those old photos, and we found a thing from the landlord explaining why we were terrible tenants and drunk in the hallway. And
let me guess.
It's really just been exciting to look back because those songs had integrity, and so that's why they stood up, and that's why they're easy for us to go back and play. Because now we go back and go, oh my God, that was good, because even then we wanted to create things that we could be proud of, and we had to stand up in front of, you know, and sometimes even when we were in Winnipeg, those first gigs were like 20 or 30 people, and in Ontario there'd be 10 when we started. So you've got to stand up and play those songs and believe them, because they're your, you know, those lyrics were true for me. And so it's great to go back and look at it and realize we have something there. And we've got great fans, so it was just a simple move to go, let's tour this album while we can, because we're already writing another record, so it just seemed the right thing to do.
I can attest to those shows, because I was back in the day when I was starting my radio, same thing, and I was bringing you guys on, and there was just something, though, about you and your band that people were just digging, and it was the live show. It was the music, but it was the live show, and that's why I'm so excited that you're doing the whole album live, because it's just, it brings back memories for me, and I know a lot of people that are standing there going,
Well, people, and especially in Winnipeg, where Canadian rock was born, people understand it. They know what's phoned in or fake pretty quickly. You know, there's a great, you know, people have an innate kind of feeling for what's real and what isn't. And that's why Winnipeg was one of those first places we really felt like that. You know, Winnipeg was the first place I ever stage dived. It was one of the first places that I really felt accepted, and this rocks, because I think in Winnipeg too there isn't a pretension that, you know, maybe Toronto has or some other cities where people are there to be seen, maybe, as opposed to be alive. You know, there's a very different thing, you know. I've written great songs in Winnipeg, and funnily enough Ottawa, you know, those were the two cities immediately. You know, this was us playing without a lot of, we didn't have videos out, much music wasn't playing our videos, so it was very much alive, and maybe we had a little bit of radio play or that first demo tape when we first went there, so people were responding to what they heard in the club that night. They didn't know the whole album, they didn't know stuff, they just knew that this somehow wasn't full of shit.
Yeah, it was word of mouth. I tell you that because I remember being in a rock station going, hey, have you seen this band called the Headstones? And a lot of us, we went, holy, this is rock. Let's do this. And I fell in love with you then. And I've been following your career ever since. And the new reissue, of course, coming out October 26th. What can fans expect with that?
Well, that's us hands-on, because, you know, lots of people put out with record companies a reissue, and basically here's the same record you already have. And what we did was, it meant something to us, and like I said, Mark had passed away last year, so we got all the old photos and redid the inside artwork, you know, found the things that were important and funny and interesting to us. And then with the album itself, we, you know, with technology, we were able to pump it up and make it sound louder and just to clean it up a little bit.
Yep.
So it's, when you hear it, it's got a strength to it that was always there, mm-hmm. but, you know, we didn't know what we knew. You know, we produce our albums now, like Little Army, we did it ourselves. And now we realize, oh, we can go in there and fix the bottom end and just little things that were beyond our control and the adults handled back then.
Right.
And then we found all these old demo tapes, which were the original kind of scratch demos of a lot of those songs, like Something Stands for Nothing. And we found some of the original songs that didn't make the record,
nice.
Like Sweet Pea and a song called Skin Me Alive that we just went back to the Tragically Hip's bathhouse and re-recorded and put that on the record. So if you're a real fan of the band, you don't feel ripped off. And really, that's it at the end of the day. When people come to our live shows, I don't want them to feel like, there's a bunch of losers who are just phoning it in, you know?
Well, I didn't get that, and I never have with your shows, ever.
Yeah, and that's the way I feel. And even with last year's Little Army, if we're going to put out a record, I want every song to rock, and I want it to be stuff that can be played live. I don't want to just, you know, throw out a bunch of self-indulgent, half-instrumental nonsense with some bad poetry. You know, these are rock and roll songs where you've got to be truthful and honest. That's the only way somebody's going to listen to it and go, I get it.
And the band is like that, too. Like, you're all friends, and you're all
you're
pretty honest with each other, I think, or that's what I get.
That's why we made it this long. You know, Trent and Tim and myself. Trent and Tim and those two have been friends since they were 8. And we just have a great camaraderie. And Trent's brother's our road manager and has been since we did our demos.
I know. I could talk to you forever, Hugh, about rock and everything else. But let's just briefly touch on the acting, because this is like, whoa, I knew you wanted to act. Back in the day, that was always a dream. But the latest, Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. Tell us more.
I'm in Utah shooting it right now.
Nice.
It's not available in Canada yet.
Yeah.
Should be next year. It's on Paramount in the U.S. It's a great show, and it's a great part. And Taylor Sheridan, who probably one of the greatest writers and directors in America, he did Sicario. He hired me for Wind River.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just an amazing experience to be here. And it's funny because when I look at the map, I go, okay, here I am in Utah. And I realize, I just have to jump up there and I'd be in Winnipeg.
Yay!
It really makes you appreciate what we have at home. You know, I love working in the States. I love it all, but I love getting home and I love playing rock and roll. So it's a funny thing. You like it more almost when you're away from it. And that's how I feel about Winnipeg. I feel Winnipeg's like home. I'm comfortable in those streets. I know the city. I've played there for decades, and the crowds are always great. It's like, it's one of those great places that you just, you know, I love playing the Burt. I love playing the casino. I love the city, period.
Yeah. We love having you every time. So congratulations again on the reissue, October 26th. And then we're going to see you at Club Region Event Center, November 8th and 9th. We'll see you there. You guys are probably going to stop by the studio too before then. So we haven't done our chat, Hugh. This is just a pre-tease.
We will do it. Gonna say the other thing, I was really happy because, you know, we play the Burt every once in a while, and that last time I made it up to that third balcony, which was awesome. So it was like always a thing going, I'm gonna get there.
I did it.
So it's like, it was like that last gig was awesome, just to get up there, because you don't realize, holy far up here.
And you're singing and you're walking and you're rocking, and then there's people on top of you too, like patting you and all that stuff. No, it's hard.
And I luckily we've got great fans, because I jumped from one balcony to the other.
Wow.
Woman there who helped me up and grabbed the mic. So it was great.
Nice. Hugh Dillon, Headstones actor. Man, we'll be seeing you soon. Take care. Thanks again for calling in.
All right. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.